Let's go to James, the fourth chapter, and I'm going to have that scripture there, and then I'm going to go to Matthew's, the fourth chapter. James, the fourth chapter, starting at the seventh verse. And we want to illustrate how Jesus showed us how to do this. It says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Let's go to Matthew's, the fourth chapter. And the word humble has come up quite a bit this morning, humbling ourselves. And Jesus is showing us how to humble ourselves. You know, before Jesus was tempted, he had fasted and prayed. That's a discipline we don't push enough in Christendom about fasting and prayer. You know, other than maybe the beginning of a new year or beginning of this, beginning of that. We need that discipline. That's why we have Christians or people who were reared up in the church, they're seeking other places because they need that discipline. And what I'm talking about, a discipline, a follower of Christ. See, because as we decrease, he will increase in our lives. That means we won't be so subjective to the world or the things that's going on in the world because we're sensitive, more in tune to his word and his spirit. But Jesus gives us an illustration, and he shows us how to do this. Let me get my verses straight here now. Okay, starting at verse 1, the fourth chapter of Matthew. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. Now, this is how Jesus stood. He's showing us how to submit. If we could put the bullets up there, number one, how Jesus is showing us how to submit to God. Number one, and out of that verse from James 4th chapter and the 7th verse, Jesus shows us here. He submitted to God first, fasting, prayer, and now he's speaking the word. He's resisting the devil by speaking the word. So verse 4, but he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus is showing us how to resist the enemy. Saints of God, if we're not speaking the word, what are we speaking? What are we saying? We need to say what Jesus said. So, and you can't mix it. The only thing we should be mixing the word of God with is faith. Not what somebody else said, not what all the religions are saying, not what all this other mess. We need to mix it with faith. If you go back and you ask somebody how to make a cake or some of the elders in the family, I can't tell you, child. All I put is this and this and this. Well, we can tell them how to do it by faith. Mix it with faith. Mix the word with faith. Mix your prayer with faith. Because if we're not standing in faith, it's not going to work for us. Jesus resisted the devil by speaking the word of God. And those same basic sins are in operation today. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's nothing different under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. Satan has no new tricks. He's just doing more of it. Constantly doing it faster, different, moving. But we still have to stand on the word of God. Jesus is showing us here how to resist the devil through the word of God. Okay, Satan didn't stop there. Here's the second temptation. Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written. Now he's trying to quote the scripture to God. For it is written. for it is written. You see that? You see how the enemy will come, see how the devil comes? Or you can have people saying, well, the Bible said this and the Bible said that, misquoting the scriptures or misparaphrasing scriptures. So we got to be careful, saints of God. We really have to guard our ears and our heart. The enemy is And let me get back to my scripture here. The Holy Spirit said, throw yourself down. He said, and he tried to tell Jesus, he said, he shall give you angels charge concerning you. And in their hands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And see, that scripture is over there in Psalms 91. Taken from Psalms 91, 11 and 12. Oh, he knows how to, he knows the word, but he want to misquote the word. And he didn't go down. He, if that was the case, that 13th verse in Psalms 91 said, listen, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and serpent you shall trample underfoot. That's the authority given to us. But Satan didn't quote that. See, we got authority over him through the word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's somehow he left that. He didn't go down. Lord, he didn't, no, he didn't want to go there. He didn't want to go there. Saints of God, but we have to go there. Devil, get behind me. I got the power to tread on you. You're under my feet. We have the authority in Jesus' name, the authority through the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. But saints of God, it's going to take some submitting to God and humbling ourselves. And what I mean, I'm not just saying, well, you know, I'm just a humble. No, no, no. It's not that. It's giving some time to fasting and prayer. Whether you have to do it with water, juice, or you're drinking broth or whatever, bringing that body under subjection. Have you ever heard someone speak and said, well, you know, we had humble beginnings. That means they didn't have much, but they made it. They did without. We had humble, very humble beginnings, but they made it now. That means they were doing without sometime a lot of food, sometime clothing, transportation, housing, but they made it through. Saints of God, we got to get back. Not saying we have to go that way. I'm saying we need to go through fasting and prayer. That's humbling ourselves. But I was just trying to show how people said, well, you know, we had a humble beginning. Well, we need to have a humble beginning in fasting and prayer. Submitting to God. Jesus gave us the examples himself, but he fasted for 40 days. Now, I'm not saying you have to go 40 days now. Don't get me wrong. But because Jesus went 40 days, but we have to put some time in. We really need to bring some discipline in because people are going other way, other places, seeking other religion and different things because they say, well, the Christians, they just doing anything, doing everything, saying everything because we're not keeping our bodies under subjection to the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. This is what we have lost in the body of Christ. This is what we have lost in the church. And I say in a discipline, people thought, oh, no, no, a discipline, fasting and prayer. Serving of the communion. But we need this in order to see the power of God, to see people delivered. That's going to break some chains off of people. We can say, Lord, break every chain, but if we're not turning that plate over or breaking that plate, how the chains will come off somebody or come off our lives. Certain things we're going to have to go through and we may be dealing with for a long time. Because as you see how Satan was tempting Jesus, he just didn't stop on that one time. He came back again, misquoting the word and want to tell you what's in the word, but he won't tell you what the word says about the authority over him in the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus. Saints of God, what have we to dread and what have we to fear? We got authority. But now if we don't use it, what good is it? Saints of God, we got to rise up. We got to rise up in our righteousness, in our holiness. Because that humbleness, that fasting and prayer will keep our bodies under subjection so we won't be so hellish, so to speak. So we won't be so nasty, so mean, so evil speaking or backbiting. That'll give us time to rebuke and reprove if a word is coming to us that's not correct. Versus opening ourselves up for it and receiving it in our spirit, and then we acting it out. Saints of God, and I've been guilty. But I'm just saying how the world works. But the word says we have authority over it. But if we're not submitting to the word of God and the authority of God, we're not going to be overcomers. We're more than conquerors through him who loves us. Yes, we are. But if we don't do the word of God, no, we're not living victorious. We can sing it, dance, shout, but if we're not doing the word of God, speaking that word of God, for greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I mean, sometimes we just got to walk around the house, take the scriptures, and open them up and quote those scriptures. God, I thank you that by your stripes I'm healed. You may not feel it, you may not see it, but the songwriter said he's a way maker. Even when I don't see it, he's working. Thanks to God, even when I don't feel it, he's working. If nothing else, he's just working on me first. Lord, work on me first. Sometimes I keep your body under subjection, or my mind, you, it helps us to bridle that tongue. So if we think our spouse is coming at us one way, well, why is she coming at me like that? Or he coming at me like that? We won't have a sharp word. Amen? Why? Because we're having ourselves under subjection. We're thinking about it before we speak. Even though you might want to say something, but coming under subjection to the word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, listen, we're still conquering battles, aren't we? So I'm just saying this thing, how the enemy gets in the household and we're not submitting to God like we ought, or in the scriptures tell us to submit to one another in the fear of God. You know, they go through all the other scriptures about marriage and this and that, but what about telling the man and the wife to submit to one another in the fear, in the reverence of God? Because you know nowadays when you're doing the doing the vows, submit, I'm not going to submit, I'm not, that's not a bad word. You submit to one another. Because all the time, I won't have the answers. My wife won't have the answers. But in the fear and the reverence of God, we trust each other that you're hearing from the God, from Lord. Versus going, you know, oh, I'm the man, I'm the bull, I'm the bull. No. You follow him as he followed Christ. That's where a lot of people have gotten it wrong. Where the Bible says, what? No. If you're not following the word of God and following Christ, no. Submitting to one another in the fear and the reverence of God. That scripture taught me a lot, that I had to bring myself under subjection. You know, you can't do what you saw growing up or what people would do in their families or other people do with your friends. No, you got to do it God's way. It saved a whole lot of trouble, whole lot of heartaches, and some money. All right. But you see, the lust of the flesh, because Jesus had fasted, he was hungry. So he wanted to bring him the bread. Then he took him up the high pinnacle, wanted him to see all he could have. Took him to the high place. And then he wanted him to throw himself there, tempting Christ. See, that's tempting Christ right there. Why would you allow the enemy to tell you? See, that's how people, and if you're not mindful, it's very subtle. People are committing suicide. Why? Stuff like this. Let me take you. Why don't you go ahead and throw yourself there? Oh, God, I'm going to protect you. Jesus didn't fall into that. He spoke the word. He knew the angels would protect him, but he's not going to tempt God. We know God will protect us, but we must do our part also. We can't go out here trying to get ahead of God or walking outside the promises, walking outside our commitment to Christ. They're not. The angels are not obligated to work for you. Let me put it that way. But now, if we following God, yes, and we following the word of God, the angels are there. We have angels. God knows. I thank God for the angels. We need his angels more now than ever before, in our going and in our coming, keeping us from seen and unseen danger. I would hear my grandfather pray that, and I was a young boy, and I was like, why was he praying that? I didn't understand it, but I understand now. Some things you just understand by and by. But protecting you from seen and unseen, and God knows we need to be protected from seen and unseen days. We need the angels, the ministry spirits around us, protecting our children, protecting one another, stray bullets, people driving foolish. I mean, we might just come on down the road with it. God, I thank you for the angels having charge over us. I'm going to tell you, I was at work and this was some years ago, and this young boy, I pulled the truck up to a stop sign, and this young boy, he could not see another car coming because my truck was here, and he pulled up, and he didn't inch out enough to see. He kept right into the traffic. This car was coming this way, and I just threw my hands. I said, oh, God, and I began to pray. And that little boy, I shut my eyes. That car stopped. Not a skid mark. That boy got up off his bike. He fell off, and he threw his thumbs at me like, I'm okay. That whole day, the rest of that day, I was no more good. I was telling people about the angels of God, and people were looking at me. I go into the school. I tell them, I said, the angels are protecting us. People looking at me like I'm crazy. I said, that boy should have been hit, should have been killed, but the angels stepped in. If you call on Jesus, glory to God, stepped in right on time. I closed my eyes, and God just extended it. Angels stepping in. Building a fence all around us, thanks to God. We walk by faith and not by sight. That day, I didn't know what to do. If that boy got killed, that would have messed me up. But thank God, the angels. Hallelujah. I was messed up telling people about it, and they looking at me like, what is he talking about? I'm serious. People looking at me. I went into school, and they looking at me. I said, I know God, the angels are real. I know they're real. That little boy, he looked up and threw his thumb up, said, I'm all right. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. I drove around. I don't even know if I even finished the ride. I don't even know. Because at that time, the presence of God has come in, and the angel saved that little boy. Stop speaking. Oh, don't go there. Don't cross the street. Like you get killed. This stuff. Don't speak those words. You bind the angels up. Yes, I know we're facing, I'm not even going to say crisis, because we're in perilous times. We're facing a lot with kids taking guns to school. Why? Stupidness at home. I'm going to tell it like it is. When you grow up 12 years old like I did, we hunted. Guns were loaded in the corner. Safety on it. You didn't touch it until daddy told you to do it. Where's the common sense at? A child take a gun to school. If you put the fear of God in them while they're young, they won't touch it. No, that's child abuse now. I forgot all about it. That's another law. That's child abuse. No, it's not. It's called child saving. You're saving a child. I thank God for the corrections I got. They didn't try to kill us, but kept us on that. You know, sometimes you get out of line. Yeah, my brother, he got fascinated with it. You know, I hope he's not watching, but he got fascinated. Dad had a pump gun, and he was down there ringing in the woods. I mean, he could shoot it like an automatic weapon. And my daddy got off from work. He was working daylight. And I heard my brother down in the woods, and he went down there. He said, who was that behind the house shooting like that? It wasn't me. I didn't want that smoke from daddy. I told him my brother, he went down the woods and corrected him right there in the woods. My brother ain't tried to kill my daddy that night either. I'm telling you. Went down in there and saved him. That's called saving him from destruction of the devil. Sometimes they don't want to hear what you say, but no, I'm not talking about whipping kids. I'm talking about correction. My daddy brought a correction to a teenage boy. And he didn't bristle up because he knew he was wrong. And then I'm not going to lose my house and stuff I've worked for behind you. And it was right. So guess what? The rest of us coming behind my older brother, we didn't do that. So it was four of us after that, yeah, because he was the second. Yeah, four of us, yeah. No, everybody else said, no, we fall right in line. See? But you got to start while it's young now. Now we got all these problems. Nobody's praying like they should, pleading the blood of Jesus over the children. And I didn't mean to go this way, but I'm just, you know, it just, when I see this stuff, why is happening? People are so out of line. No God in them, no God in the house. Worshiping things. Getting information from social media. Junk. Nothing to live off of. Church of God, we got work to do. We got to tell somebody about Jesus. We got to tell somebody about a Savior. who can save them. Instead of laying a gun in the room, go lay your hand on that chest and pray for that child in the room. Get that devil out of the house in the name of Jesus. That brings some healing. Brings healing. Get the devil out of that house. See, he's turning up his little schemes even hotter now. Because there's no way in the world you should be that taking a gun for what? The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. But we need some principals and teachers to be in those schoolhouses praying too. Prayer, if we praying for they leave home, praying when they go to school. Now I know you can't pray out loud, but anyway, just walk around those halls with them praying, the devil will be arrested. Those schemes will be folded. Because of the blood of Jesus. Can't go to social gatherings because somebody's going off with a gun. The devil is a liar. We go into the grocery store, plead the blood of Jesus over your life. Loose the ministering angels have charge over you. Lord, I thank you that we're coming back at the appointed time. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, O God. Baptize us afresh with your Spirit to speak the word of God in due season. To speak with a new tongue. The enemy don't know what you're talking about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The church of God, we're not weak. But I think sometimes we be too silent on certain things. And then we talk about this thing. But let's keep it down the middle of the road. Holiness is right unto the Lord. We need to stand for holiness, stand for righteousness. Lift up that banner of righteousness. And then the angels can protect us. But Satan don't sleuth foot, he won't tell you. He'll tell you what he want to try to twist your thinking, but he didn't go down there in Psalms, the next scripture, 13, and tell you that you got power to tread over the authority. See, says God, if you don't know, you don't know. But we're still responsible. Verse 7, Jesus said to him, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. He wanted to tempt God. We should not tempt God. Why would we tempt Christ? We're not supposed to do that. We know the angels have charge of us, but we don't want to get out here and travel no car 120 an hour when you left the angels back at speed limit. Or maybe 5 miles over the speed limit. I give you 5 miles over because I make 5, 10 over sometimes. But, you know, we don't want to. Angels, wait a minute. Ho, ho, you. Glory to God. And the third temptation. And again, the devil took him up on exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Oh, here come the pride of life. And he said to him, all these things I will give to you if you fall down and worship me. Isn't that something? I want you to fall down and worship him. And the enemy have crept into the church so silently. And now, you know, want to come in here and influence the church. The world want to come in and influence the church. Yeah, some of the music, some of the dress. Yes. Enemy coming right in. And because of whatever, we adopted these things. Wait a minute. We're supposed to be influencing the world, not the world influencing the church. This is where we're going wrong. We got to have a ban on righteousness. But that's not popular. I mean, you know, you want to do little gimmicks. We want to do gimmicks and things to get the young people in, to get the people in the church. You know, we want to do some little jig of the jack, you know, like the world doing everything, you know. Come on now. We got to draw them in. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. If we lift him up in our speaking, if we lift him up in our coming and going, if we lift him up in our praise and worship, somebody ought to be drawn. What must I do to be saved? But if we're not lifting up Jesus, how will they see? We got to lift him up in our attitudes, in our voices. There should be some things that people get thirsty, saying, wait a minute, what do they have that I need? They have something that I need. I need salvation. I need a healer. I need a savior. We need that. Not to try to have the world church is running over because they want to take up and influence the church. But when you speak about the holiness and the righteousness of God and the word of God bringing a correction, they don't want to hear it. Well, you know, God is love, but he hates our sin. We all got to work out our salvation. But we've gotten to this place now where everything want to be glitz and glamour. I mean, you know, hey, it's all right to have some things, but we can fall into that trap to get people to come to church. What? I don't understand it. We got to bring a TV into church to get people to come. What? Watch it? No. Now, I know last week my mother called me, and then I was getting ready for church. And it's hard to get myself together when she called me and something going on, you know, the situation going on I need to take care of. She said, you can take care of it after church. And in my mind, I'm like, nah, you know what? I need to, because I've only been in church the whole time, think about what I need to do, or had I gone over there earlier. But God took care of the situation, and we got it straight, but he never calls me like that when I'm getting ready for church, you know. And it just didn't lay well with my spirit. And so Pam said, well, you know, I'm going to go head on. I said, okay. And I may try to get there toward the end. But I just didn't, you know, I know we cast our cares on God because he cares for us. But sometimes, and as the sister would say, she laid her burdens down at the altar. But sometimes those burdens want to get back up. You know what I mean? Sometimes they want to come back up to you. Man, you've prayed about it. You've talked about it. And I just didn't have peace about, you know, just getting, once that happened, my mind was everywhere. I said, you know what? I better stop and go take care of the situation, you know. Because my brother was sick also. So I said, well, okay, let me get over there and square it away. But God gave the increase, you know. And sometimes he does give us that peace about a situation. But I just didn't have peace about that situation. So, I mean, you know, we have to follow God's leading and his spirit, and then we must do what we can do. And Jesus said unto him, it is written, again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Let me go down. And again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory and said to him, all these things I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. So where does he get off at? Talk about he gonna give you all of this if you bow down and worship me. Worship him? Say something, he wants to come in and twist it. And see, if we don't realize the schemes of the devil, the devil will have us tongue-tied, tongue-twisted, and tongue-tied. Because we don't, instead of us speaking the word or saying what Jesus said, we speaking other things. We speaking what the world will say or what somebody said. We need to speak the word of God. And I'm going to tell you, when I was going through that little sickness, yeah, I was tongue-tied, tongue-tied. You know, I'm going to tell you, I was. Felt like all of my strength was gone until God will sustain you through your sickness. Glory to God. Even though you're going through a sickness or illness, your spirit man can still hear the word of God. And God will sustain you going through a tough time. Anybody watching through social media, you're going through a tough time. God will sustain you. God will uphold you. He'll keep you while you're going through until you can get back to speaking the word of God. Because the enemy came in when, even when God gave Adam the word. He said, you can eat it from every tree, but that tree you should not eat. But God gave Adam the word before Eve came on the scene. So he was supposed to relay the word of God. But he didn't do it. She wants to blame the serpent. Well, the serpent, the devil. Because he got in there and caused that doubt. We must stand on the word of God. We can't have any doubt. The only doubt we should have is we shouldn't have a doubt that God would not bring us out. That's the only doubt. But Satan will come in there, and once he can get you twisted in your speaking, twisted in your thinking, you saying other things but the word of God. Jesus showed us and gave us the example. Each time Satan came to him, submitting to God, resist the devil, number two, and he will flee from you. And as we go down after Jesus spoke the word, they said, go back to verse 10. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. Wow. After 40 days of fasting. I couldn't imagine going through that. Man, I want some of those rolls from Golden Corral. I'm just saying, I don't even eat those things anymore, but I'm just saying, you come off a fast 40 days? Wow. Saints of God, that's a discipline the devil and the world does not want us to practice. Because there's power there. There's deliverance there. There's a strength going on in our inner man. When we must decrease and he must increase. But Jesus gave the example there. But if we get tongue-tied, tongue-twisted, tongue-tied, we won't speak the word like Jesus did. Jesus gave us the plain example here from James 4th chapter 7th verse. It said, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Jesus showed us what to do, and the devil left him. Then the angels came and ministered in. We thank God for his word. Wow. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But if we're not in the word of God, we feel like we're forsaken. As the word was said, we get all in our feelings, and it's not about our feelings. It's about getting in our faith. Well, I just feel like nobody loved me. I feel like nobody cared. Listen to what you're saying. You feel like that. You feel that way. What has God said about the situation? God loves you. And he cares. And he knows what you're going through. Isn't that something? But if we sit back on our tongue tired, well, I'm tired because the world has worn you out and you've given yourself over to too much social media, news, wearing you out that you can't speak the word of God. You're not reading the word of God. I'm telling you, it's something about submitting to God and the authority to his word. And I understand that why I said give you your mornings and noonday or whatever day whatever time you can get in there to get renewed. To renew that right spirit within our minds. Because we're in testing times now, saints of God. The people say, I didn't know they was going through that. I didn't know he was dealing with that. I didn't know she was dealing with that. We got to stand and withstand some things now. But the only way we're going to stand is through the word of God. And the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. For greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Saints of God, why are we acting like Oh, we don't have the greater one. And then people say, oh, well, you know, in the way they're just talking about Christianity now and the Bible, it's like it's weak, no power, no discipline. The devil is a liar. That's what he wants you to think. That's what he wants you to believe. Well, I used to go where you used to go to church and you didn't do anything else. Faithful going to the church and going and faithful to God is two different things. Faithful going and have behind church work and faithful to God is two different things. God is calling us to a higher ground. He called us to holiness and righteousness unto him. But Jesus gave us the example. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And I want to say, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from your children also. Glory to God. Why? Because they're your children and you have authority. He'll flee from your grandchildren also. Somebody say, help me drive old Satan away. Help me drive old Satan away through prayer. Love praying for people's children. Glory to God. I want to see the end results. Seeing children who grew up in the church when we were at other churches, I'm like, man, you know what? And it's a blessing to see a lot of them going on. But we love to pray for the children that God break it off of whatever they're going through in Jesus' name. Yeah, they go, testing times come. We all been tested. And I'm going to tell you, I thank God for the angels being there when I didn't know they were there in my foolishness. Going through trying times please don't say terrible twos. I heard people say, stop that. Don't speak that over a child. Thankful twos. But you can drive that devil away out of the household. But we got to submit to God. Resist the devil. And it's more to it than just going around, devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus. No. The devil sit there like this. Okay, you finish? Now, after you've done that, go to the word of God. You can yell, stomp your feet, shout, this and that. No, only the word of God. And the power of the Holy Spirit going to drive that devil away. I saw a mother bird. She was, the nest had fallen out of the tree. And they had two little chicks in the nest. And I was going toward the mother bird. And just because the father wasn't there, that don't mean the mother can't stand up. Amen? The closer I got to that nest, that mother bird thought that I was going to do some harm to the baby chicks. And she started flapping her wings. She started making a little noise. I said, oh, that's enough for me. I bag right on up. Mama was doing her thing. Somebody said, well, young lady told me, she said, well, you know, I'm not married, so I can't declare, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Why you can't? It's scripture. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You have the authority. Those are your children. That's your house. That mother bird showed me something that day. Saints of God, we ought to start flapping our spiritual wings. Start speaking the word of God. I don't know what she was saying out of her mouth, but I got to bag up. She won't go pluck my eyes out. And all that kind of, no. Feathers getting all over me. No, I didn't want that. But it just tell people, they sit back. No, well, no. You still have authority. They're your children. Glory to God. You have authority. God loves you. Hallelujah. The angels are waiting there to protect you. The blood of Jesus covering you. What could penetrate that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But that's the only way we're going to be able to stand. We need God's word that we can stand and withstand, saints. And we should be doers of the word of God and not just hearers only. Because that's where we're losing that, when we're not being doers and just hearers. You want a feel-good sermon? you want somebody to hoop you out of your seed, and that's good, you know. But after all this dust settled, we still need to be on the word of God, you know. We still need to be able to stand. It's time, saints of God. Too many people going through, and they don't have to go through it like that. The devil want to bring everything to us. As we've gone now, a popular subject, the mental illness. The devil is a liar. God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Glory to God. I might have some issues going on with my thinking right now. I might have some issues going on in my emotions or my hormones or whatever, but God has given me a sound mind. Hallelujah. God will straighten it out. Declare the word of God till he work it out in your body, in your mind, and in your situation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God has not given up the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind, disciplined mind, power through the word of God, power through the spirit, his Holy Spirit, power through the blood of Jesus. God, I need this clarity in my mind, oh God. My thinking is all foggy, Lord Jesus. God, I don't know. Everything is just seem like it's falling apart. Things are not working out for me, Lord. Just touch the hem of his garment right where you are in the name of Jesus. As you call on the Lord, touch the hem of his garment in your prayer, in your praise, and watch God do it. Watch God do it. Saints of God, we got to believe it. We got to mix it with faith. There's no way in the world that we're supposed to be going through this, the church like this. God will set you free. God will deliver us. God will uphold us. And he is sustaining us through these tough times that we're going through. Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted after he had fasted. We're going to have to give up some things and be intentional about the word of God. Father, I give you thanks, and I give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, oh God. I pray, Father, the word have come forth and fallen on good ground and will bring forth fruit in due season, oh God. Yes, we are more than conquerors because you love us, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do by the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, there may be someone that's wearying, oh God, anxiety. God, give them the peace because your son is the Prince of Peace. We thank you right now, God, that shalom peace, that peace that passeth all understanding, oh God, that we'll look back and see what the Lord has done for us. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. Protect the children, oh God, and they're going and they're coming. Protect us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the blood covering us. Thank you for the angels having charge around us, oh God. Help us not to tempt you, God, because, Lord, we love you and we adore you, Lord. We want to be doers and not just hearers of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.